Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
We share what's your business best, what's your personal best. The other day we did that and you said Speaker Academy Elite and Speaker Academy Elite.
I did.
Yeah. So why are you so on fire about even these early founding members?
Well, because it's always been my heart to help others with what I know. And so just like you always say, we're igniting souls. Well, there are so many people that want to share their messages, but they just aren't quite sure how to do it or how do you make the most impact. So to be able to go in there and help these people that are just jumping in now, I've got people in there that literally have spoken on huge stages, right? And they're just wanting to up level. And I have people that are in there that are scared to death and they have no desire to be on a big stage, but they're trying to learn how to, get their messages out and the best ways to do that. So that's what I love about it is seeing everybody in the different levels that they are, like we said, and how everybody is also being so engaging and helpful and encouraging each other. And so it's just been so fun and we haven't even really gotten started.
It's great. I think that we really hit a nerve in a good way. Where you have done author interviews for years.
Yes.
And I've done them for years because we love chatting with new authors. And how many times does author, coach, speaker come up?
Every time, just about every time. Everybody wants to be an author, coach, and a speaker, or an author and a speaker. I mean, you just hear that all the time. Every once in a while, I'll talk to somebody and they'll say, well, I don't have to go out and talk about my book, do I? Because it makes them a nervous wreck. And I always say, there's nobody better to talk about your book than you.
Yeah.
You know, and that will come. So once you get it done, everybody out there that is an author, once you get your book done, you want to get it out into the world because you've worked really hard. And so you have to know the best ways of doing that. And so whether you want to be on a big stage or you want to do like what you're talking about, just getting out there and sharing your message, then you've got to know the best practices of doing that.
Yeah. I tell people all the time that a book is a message and it's the written form of the message. The audio is the spoken form of the message, but you're going to be doing podcast interviews. You're going to be doing TV interviews. You might do keynote speaking. Like you almost, maybe 100 years ago, you could have been an author who didn't speak.
Right.
But today you can't be an author who doesn't speak. Even if you are extremely introverted, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm an introvert, believe it or not. But which means after conference, you and I talk about this. After conference, we got to kind of like,
yes,
we got to kind of chill. And it's not that introvert means you love people. It's that you're energized by people. That's where you get fed your energy. And those are extroverts. And that's cool. And then introverts kind of get fed by alone time and introspection. It doesn't mean one hates people or the other, but you have to get comfortable with speaking. And today's going to be phone with Orlando Magic. I do Zoom at times. I do physical at times. So stages have changed from the literal stage to we all have a stage.
We all have a stage. So whether or not you have, you know, you're writing a book. And I tell people all the time when people ask me about, well, my book isn't done. When should I start talking about it and promoting it? Like now,
right.
You know, this is the time to get people excited about what you're doing. And so, we talk about that all the time as far as what's missing with a lot of speakers is their heart and passion. And that's what I love about our tribe is that everybody is passionate about what it is they want to do. So whether it's a book or a message that you have, whatever it is, you have a passion for it. And that any speaker can take that and we can go with it. And yeah. you may not be the most eloquent speaker. I'm not. You may not be the most, you know, whatever, but when you have a heart for what it is you're doing, we can work with that. And we can get you up to the point where you are developing your message in a way that connects with people. And that is the most important thing.
Absolutely. And I love right now what Corrine's doing, hashtag tribe vibe.
Yeah.
That blew up big time at conference. But I'll tell you what, I've even gotten to the point right now, because I'm in a book launch, where I'm telling people, you want me to speak? You know, normally I would have this fee, but I say, you want me to speak? I will speak in exchange for you getting books.
That's right.
In other words, you can even do that as an author. You know, if there's authors out there who say, well, I don't want to take a fee for speaking, fine. Tell them, I'll speak if you order X amount of books. Mm-hmm. And why? Because it actually helps them. Now their people are coming and walking away with something tangible in addition to your speech. So even think about that. Lisa, we talked a little bit about your past, and we're not going to get into a ton today, but just let people know that you've been speaking for a long time on a lot of stages.
A long time, yes. From the time I was thrust upon the stage at the age of 24, coming from a background of not even wanting to stand in front of anybody at school to speak, to, you know, being on a national stage with the American Diabetes Association and traveling. And like you said, with my children's book that I had written, and being able to speak all over for that. It's just been, you know, I've learned along the way, but I've worked with people along the way as well. The last probably 15 years, I've really honed in on helping others. And I get much more satisfaction out of this side of it than I ever got standing on a stage. I love being on stage. I think it's fantastic. I didn't always feel that way. But when you have a heart for something, and the switch for me turned when I was working with the Diabetes Association. And that's when all of a sudden it was like, I have a true heart and passion for this. And all of a sudden speaking took a whole different level. And then, you know, and it's from my pageant background of having to learn how to share your message in a very quick way. I don't know how many of the people out there watched Miss USA the other night, Monday night, but I did. And I watched very attentively. I watched those people saying their messages and what it is. And I'll sit there and be like, oh, she missed that. Oh, why didn't she do that? You know, because that's where I come from, because you have to be able to connect with people. And that's the most important thing. So I have done this for a really long time. I always say I have that sense where I can tell if somebody's got it. And I also can tell what we need to do to tweak it to get them there. And so that's my heart.
So let's take people into a little bit of the curriculum today, because I want to tell everyone, this is actually how you're going to speak with more clarity and confidence and connection. Watch these next few minutes. And then some of you should absolutely join. In fact, I almost want to say everyone should join.
At some point, yes.
Convince me why you shouldn't. In other words, if people are watching right now and they have a message and they have something to say, they have a book, they have a business, then it's like, you will be on a stage.
Yes.
So because you know, this isn't like you might get on a stage. You've been hoping to get on the stage. You've been praying to get on the stage. You want, you know, you might be nervous, as I am, as all the time. Right. We all are. And we just have to tell our bodies, you're just excited.
Yes.
You know, you're just excited. But they're going to get on a stage. So the question is not if, it's when, and therefore, will they be trained?
Yes.
And when you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. So now's the time to prepare. Let's get into this amazing paradigm, which I'll tell you why I love it in a moment, everybody. But let's just walk us through how it starts with passion. And again, people are going to walk away with a lot of great value here.
Yeah. Well, it does start with passion. And we kind of talked about that a minute ago. and the most of the people that I know that have a message have a passion for their message, right? And I always tell people, even in the course, I say, if you're in corporate and you've been given a job, and, you know, I always tell people, maybe your job is to sell, you know, t-shirts, and maybe you don't have a passion for t-shirts, but there's a story or something behind it that we can find to get there. And so it's there, but sometimes you have to find it. But most people that we deal with here, Kerry, right, they have a passion. They have something that they want to get out. And so that's where you have to learn how to dive into that. And that's what all the people and the founding members right now are diving into. It's, yes, I have a passion, but how do you dive into that deeper to build that connection and to show that passion, right? So when we have our passion for our message, and then we start working on the preparation and we start preparing that message, and that's where we really dive into a lot of, how do we prepare it? What are we doing? What are we doing for that keynote? What are we doing for that 60 to 90 second passion statement? If we're at a networking event, all of those things. Once you get that and you have your passion and you're prepared, that's when your clarity comes together, when you work on those two things. And all of a sudden you're very clear on what it is that you want to do. And then from there, we go into the presentation model. And that is really getting you ready for your presentation, whether it's, you know, a 5 minute keynote, a 15 minute, or if you've been gifted with a 45 minute keynote, you're going to be able to do that. And that presentation, once you start working on that, when you're prepared and you're working on your presentation, that's when all the confidence starts coming. Because confidence isn't just a feeling, it's an action. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get it from doing and practicing and doing. And that all of a sudden the confidence comes, right? And then when you're presenting and you connect to that passion, that's the connection. So it's just a full circle. And that's what we teach in there. I'm teaching the three separate sections so that we're doing 90-day sprints. So in 90 days, you can come out and have a keynote ready to go. Mm. Then the next 90-day sprint, if you want to hone in and make that one better, no problem. If you're a go-getter, it's like, nope, I want to do number two, that I want to have my second keynote, then you can start with that one there. And so we're going to take in the year, we're going to take three deep dives. So you can come out with three keynotes and be ready to go. Or you can come out, for those people that are like, I got one and that's it. That's great, because each section you can just work and hone it in and make it better and better and better. So that's what the framework's all about.
And I mean, this was how I started, meaning three keynotes. You know, I had your secret name, identity. I had deeper path purpose, and I had day job to dream job direction. And I mean, you can create a six-figure business on three keynotes. You don't have to
need three books. You can have three keynotes off of one book. For instance, my book, I have five pillars, right? And I wrote this specifically of the keynote speaking thought. I have five pillars, so I can take each one of those pillars and make a keynote from them, right? So I could have five, or maybe put two together. And so a lot of people do that with their books as well. So you can do it from one book and just have three different audiences or three different messages that you want to get out. So you don't have to have three books
You don't even have to have a book.
That's what I was going to say. You don't even have to have a book. I have so many people in my world that literally just have a message.
Yeah.
And they don't have a book and they're killing it. I've got one girl that's the American Lung Association national spokesperson. One was suicide prevention spokesperson. I mean, you know what I mean? These are people who don't have books yet.
Yeah. Yet. Yeah. But, I believe they'll make more money when they have a takeaway.
Exactly.
Hey, I'll sign books in the back. But I agree. Exactly. You just got to start.
You got to start.
Yeah. So the reason why I got so excited about this when Lisa shared this is because for years, you know, I was trained in Greek and philosophy and this, and I was like, oh my gosh, Lisa, like your model that you developed in Fire Ring was spot on, because I'm like passion, pathos. So we would just have to turn it, but logos, presentation, and then ethos, preparation. And that's it, you know, like credibility, emotion, logic, like Aristotle created this thousands of years ago. And this has been the bedrock of what's called three modes of persuasion. So,
and what's funny, Cary, is when you told me about that, I'd never heard of it. Right.
All right.
And it was like, this is it. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is, but I don't see it.
Well, and that's why when you showed me this, I'm like, this is it. This is because we were praying about for years. Well, you know, we bought speakeracademyelite.com domain years ago because we knew we were going to do it, but we didn't have the right model and we didn't have the right messenger, which is Lisa. And Lisa came along and it is killer. In fact, while people perhaps purchase Speaker Academy Elite founding members, I almost want to show them a quick video about this. I'm going to, we have time. Watch this quick video and Michael, drop in the Speaker Academy Elite link so people can get it and benefit from the founding. We even let people spread it out over a year? Do we really let people spread it out a year? I don't even know.
I think we do.
I know we do payment plans. We might even let people spread out a year, which means you can be booking gigs that are paid and funding your tuition. You say it's not just pathos. You can't just be passionate and you can't just be super prepared and you can't just have this great presentation. It really is all three coming together.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And so you were talking, Cary, too, because I saw somebody, I don't remember who it was, I was scrolling, said, how is this relevant to online platform? Well, it's no different. So many people think of speaking as on a stage. And that maybe was what we thought before, but that is not the case now. And I honestly, even when things open back up, I still think this is going to be a huge platform because we can reach people from all over, like with the conference, the B1G, when we're all going to, London or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, we can do that now. And so I think that it's always going to stay relevant. And I think it's important because when you're sharing, you have to even be a better speaker because I'm going to pick my phone up because people, they just keep scrolling, right? And how many times, and I do this a lot when I'm watching people, it's like, if you can't grab me pretty quickly, I don't care what it is, I'm going to keep scrolling just because number one, I don't know you. Maybe you don't have a good tagline at the top that's telling me, like you were saying, put a cool, like what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I see a gentleman that it's in my course that I'm going to talk to about, he's doing videos, but he's not putting any title. And so the average person is not going to pay attention to that. They're just going to keep going, right?
Exactly.
And so you have to grab people's attention and no matter what it is, and it's coming from all three of those things. Exactly. I hear people all the time that say, well, I don't want to be overly prepared because I don't want to sound scripted. It's like, if you sound scripted, then you're medium prepared.
Oh, that's good.
Because once you're overly prepared, that message is in you.
Yep.
And when it's in you, it's not scripted. It's from your heart and you can zig and zag and still come right back to where you are. So that is what I hear a lot is I don't want to sound scripted. Well, that means that you're not prepared enough.
Wow.
You're just prepared enough to get through it. That's right. Good. And so, I teach a lot about that stuff.
I like that. Well, listen, in our last couple minutes, for those that are saying, yeah, like I've been waiting for this. We have the ignitingsoulsconference.com/store. People can literally go to Speaker Academy Elite. They can click buy now where they can actually get it. And I'm curious about the different payment plans. Yeah, it's like, come on, folks, $197 for a year. You'll be able to fund Speaker Academy Elite and then some. You know, my friend Mark, I just got him a gig yesterday and he's getting $5,000 for the day.
Wow.
So it's like, you're going to learn enough to monetize it. For those that are saying, I want to see what I get. Okay, go to learn more. You click learn more and you will literally get the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how. And this is really the 3P process, which is module one, passion. And we talk all about how passion just isn't emotion, but passion is a commitment that you're really willing to suffer. You know, they call it the passion of the Christ. He was willing to suffer and carry the cross because he realized his crown. And I know in your speaking training, you help people realize it is going to be a little bit of suffering, yes, but look at the crown, the life change of people. Just like when you spoke about diabetes,
yes,
you saw people's lives change. And so we literally outline every single module, every single session. And if you look at this, I mean, this alone, module one's worth the price of admission, but then when you get into preparation, and again, they don't speak, like you just said, you don't speak off the top of your head. You've been preparing your entire life, and you do have to solve a problem. We've all heard people that have, you know, you sit there for 30 minutes and you say, what do they even say?
Oh yes. All the time.
Right. And people might tolerate it once if they're in person.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're sitting there, you have to.
Yeah. If they're online,
no,
they're not going to be there.
No.
Presentation, all the cool stuff that we talked about today, like how do you talk about benefits? How do you have an opener? How do you use stories? What is the overview? I was with you every step of the way as you created this. And I was like, that is so good. That is good. I love that. And then it's the framework. And they get 1 year of Speaker Academy Elite where they're getting weekly coaching. This isn't just, hey, here's modules. You can actually ask Lisa, hey, here's my speech. I told my mom this and she's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. You know, and she joined.
You did.
But that's amazing to be able to then get coached. And if you hired a speaking coach for a year.
Oh,
It'd be crazy, but
yeah, it's a lot of money.
But in addition to all this, founding members, which we have over 50.
Yeah.
Now until the 31st, the moment founding members join, that's gone. You can't be a founding member. Wait, no, you can't. You can't be a founding member anymore. It's gone. You're not even going to be able to be a member soon. Now, so here's my point. Let's go into the bonuses here. You will get some of these bonuses. Speaker of the week. We just talked about this today.
Yes.
We have people doing their passion statements. The bonus that this is awesome. You're going to get your speech in front of 2,500 people just like that. Now we're only picking the ones who are picked because we're showcasing you on our stage. They will get the stage mindset training. They will get 9 steps to getting a paid gig. Mm-hmm. They will qualify for a Spark speech. I guess the only bonus that
we
they
took away two already. There were already two that were removed. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's okay. You don't have the title of founding member, but folks, all I'm saying is this thing's going to start blowing up even more where you'll have to get on a waiting list.
Well, Carrie, let's talk for, because we're even going to be doing a speakers bureau too. And so that, which is going to be big, it's going to be really cool to be able to have a place where you can have your stuff in there. And so when you're talking to other people or prospects, you can say, well, I'm part of a speakers bureau. If you want to go check it out, it gives you instant credibility, right? And so you'll be able to try out for that. That's a tryout only, but it will come from people that have been through Speaker Academy Elite so that we know you've been through the process. We know that you know the framework, and then you'll be able to submit a video to be up to be in for Igniting Souls Speakers Bureau, because that's going to be the best of the best, because we really want to put our name behind that.
And a conference ticket. I mean, again, we really thought of everything that is what it takes to start or scale your speaking business. I'd love for people to share if they've already joined. I know we have 50 plus that have joined, which is awesome. And they don't have to wait. Now they can wait, meaning if they buy today, they can wait if they're like, oh my gosh, the holidays are coming.
Yep.
Other people have jumped in and like already watched,
already all gone the through it and training. Just putting videos and stuff. But other people are saying, you know what, I'm in because I want all the bonuses, but yeah. I'm going to wait until January when we get through the holidays and the coaching calls start. And so, and that's fine too. Whatever, but get in because it will close down in January because we'll start really focusing in that 90-day sprint with those people. So yeah.
What a great way to kick off your 2021.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Thank you so much, Lisa. This was a blast. And thanks to everybody for watching.
It was fun.
Take care. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.